This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 342,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, that figure is more than 97,000. The number of infections globally is well over 5.3 million worldwide and more than 1.6 million in the United States. President Donald Trump has visited one of his golf courses at the start of the Memorial Day weekend as he urges states to reopen after coronavirus-related lockdowns. Yet many Americans remain cautious as the number of confirmed cases nationwide passes 1.6 million. In California, many businesses and recreational activities have reopened, but officials in Los Angeles County say they will remain and have tight restrictions until July 4th. Some religious leaders have taken issue with Mr. Trump's declaration that houses of worship should resume in-person services over the weekend. Rain dampened the weekend in the northeastern U.S., where newly opened beaches had been expected to attract throngs of people and test social distancing rules. The daily death rate attributable to the coronavirus continues to fall in New York State. It's the state on Saturday reported its lowest number in weeks in what the governor, Andrew Cuomo, described as a critical benchmark. The death tally peaked at 799 on April 8th. The death rate is considered a lagging indicator and has remained stubbornly high, even amid other signs of encouragement. While most of California took another step forward to partly reopen time for Memorial Day weekend, again, Los Angeles County did not join the party. The most populous county is not looking to reopen more widely until next summer holiday, July 4th. And that's because the number of coronavirus cases has grown at a pace that leaves it unable to meet even the new relaxed state standards. This is VOA News. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says that tourists will be able to visit his country beginning in July. Madrid residents have welcomed the announcement. People in the capital, Madrid, and second city, Barcelona, will be allowed to dine outdoors and have gatherings of up to 10 people as infections slow. Spain started phasing out one of Europe's toughest lockdowns earlier this month, with flu restrictions remaining in Madrid and Barcelona, where the outbreaks were more severe than other regions, which account for about half of Spain's population. The lockdown restrictions will be relaxed even further. Sanchez said that the country will open to international visitors from July. Summer tourism is a major earner in Spain as well as in Greece and Italy. Thailand has begun testing a vaccine against the coronavirus on monkeys after successful trials in mice. The country's Minister for Science, Research and Innovation said researchers hope to have a clearer outcome on the vaccine's effectiveness by September. The hope is that it will be in production by next year. More than 100 potential vaccines for COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, are being developed, and several are in clinical trials for the World Health Organization. Warned in April, the vaccine would take at least 12 months. Thailand was the first country outside China to detect a case of the coronavirus in January. Within a 24-hour period, Italy registered 669 new cases of COVID-19, two-thirds of them in the hard-hit northern region of Lombardy. The country also recorded 119 deaths from the disease, increasing the death toll to more than 32,000. All of Italy's regions, with the exception of Lombardy, registered no more than a few dozen new cases each, and many had numbers of new infections in the single digits. Restrictions on travel between regions slated to be eased in early June. Iraq's health ministry is reporting the steepest single-day spike in confirmed coronavirus cases since the government began recording cases in late February. Curfew hours have been relaxed during the month of fasting, and supermarkets and shops have been packed with people preparing for the celebrations, likely contributing to the increase in infections. According to ministry figures, more than 4,200 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Iraq, and at least 152 people have died from the disease. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and U.S. President Donald Trump have spoken on the phone to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, bilateral relations, and regional developments. According to an account of Saturday's call released by Erdogan's office, the two leaders reiterated their solidarity in the fight against COVID-19. Turkey has seen a downward trajectory in infections and the death rate. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.